We were also talking in scatter shooting this morning about the passing of the oldest living ball player. About a week ago, Art Schalick, age 100, former Yankees pitcher, passed away. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the man who now wears the crown, oldest living ball player, Douglas Out, also known as Dirty Doug Out. Good morning.
Yeah, that's right. Good to be on with you two young fellas.
Well, I know you probably heard about Art Schalick's passing and you now assuming the throne.
Yeah, it's sad news. I guess I'll have to deliver the eulogy for old Art Schalick. He's gone to that great Shea Stadium, old Yankee Stadium in the sky.
Yes.
You know, Art Schalick was known as the Yankee Zipper. That's what we used to call him.
The Yankee Zipper.
The Yankee Zipper. Oh. He used to love to pull that zipper down and meet to his teammates before we even knew what that was.
Oh, wow.
He was great. He was notorious for serving you a hot dog at waist level, and then when you tried to take it, you'd notice it's still attached to his body.
Oh, my God.
It was a great gag, I tell you.
That's not a great gag.
What a clubhouse
made
prank.
All the children and Patriots laugh with that one. That's great. God rest his soul.
Yes.
He's down there now with Pol Pot and Betsy Arakawa.
Down there with them.
Enjoying the warm weather and learning guitar from Hitler, whoever's down
Jeez.
There. R.I.P. the Yankee Zipper.
The Zipper.
Yes, R.I.P.
Yes, so now I guess I've reclaimed the title of the world's oldest living ball player.
Yes. Oddly reclaimed it. Yes.
How officially old are you, or are you just not really
I'm
sure?
Old. I'm old, Craig. You wouldn't believe it.
That was George.
So old I can't keep people's names straight anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that happens.
Well, yesterday was opening day in your favorite sport. Did you watch any of the games?
I did, and I'm sick of what I saw. Huh. I was so sickened by it. Sickened, I tell you. All these air-conditioned ballparks.
Yeah.
Oh, please. And these players that have their own gloves. What happened to sharing gloves?
Sharing gloves?
Yeah, I tell you, these guys might as well wear dresses and have periods.
Oh, my gosh.
They've just gone so soft.
Yeah.
Soft, I tell you. I played with tough guys. The greats, Babe Ruth, mm-hmm. Lou Gehrig,
mm-hmm.
Benji Gill. The greats.
You played with Benji Gill?
I played in over 8 decades.
Oh, wow.
Under 9 different presidential administrations. I started when my man Calvin Coolidge was in the White House.
Wow.
If only we had a strong president like him to fix baseball, because modern baseball, one of the worst deals we've ever had. You think maybe Doge can clear out all these relief pitchers?
Well, we'll see.
We don't need relief pitchers. A starter. He ought to throw the whole game, no matter how he's doing. I don't care if a bear wanders on the field and rips his arm off. He's got to keep throwing. Keep throwing.
Yeah, I guess the players were tougher back in your day.
Tough ain't even the word for it, Craig. Yeah, I'm talking made of steel. We were so tough. We played rain or shine. We played when the Japanese were dropping bombs onto the field. We played when we were so sick with polio it took us up to 2 weeks to run the first base.
2 weeks?
And we didn't make much money either. All these millionaires now playing. Yeah. Even a guy that sucks makes $1 million in the majors. My first season, I hit 416 in the bigs, and I made 75 cents in an ear of corn the whole year.
Wow. That's it?
For a 400 hitter.
And we had to have off-season jobs just to make ends meet.
Yeah.
I worked as a scarecrow one off-season. Another time, I was a crash test dummy for Studebaker. And I also worked as an undercover cop trying to get crafties from an internment camp massage parlor. Okay.
You had that term back then?
We did. It's always been called that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was what we did back then. Yeah, I was an undercover cop. It's what I liked. It was my way to take a bite out of crime.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
This is Dirty Dugout, the oldest living ball player. So how is your health right now?
It's not too good. I got the cancer. I got the Lou Gehrig's disease. I caught that from him my first year playing.
You don't catch that.
I've got all kinds of bad stuff. I still have the polio braces that I wear.
Wow.
But life is much better. Quality of life is better since I found these little blue pills on the internet.
Okay, you don't need to be taking
those. Have you heard of these things?
Yeah, but don't take them.
Are you young fellas old enough to start being interested in the women's?
We're old enough.
I love the women's, I tell you.
Do you?
I love it. Yeah, it's great. You know, I still do it the old way. You don't ask for permission and you do what you like.
Well, that's not good.
You can't do that.
That's what George always tells me is the key to a healthy love life.
No, I've never told you that.
All right, baseball. Go baseball. Go baseball.
What else can you tell us?
And congratulations.
What else, me, you son of a bitch? I'm coming in and swallow your throat.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Dirty Dugout.